And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 3rd of March, 2007. It's the birthday of William Godwin, born in Cambridgeshire, England, 1756. One of the most famous political philosophers in England of his time, had a great influence on the Romantic school of literature. In his book, An Enquiry Considering the Principles of Political Justice, 1793, in which he wrote that the best government is none at all. It was one of the first arguments for a kind of political anarchism, and it included the argument that property should be abolished. It made him famous in his own time, but today we remember him for his daughter, who was born in 1797. His wife, Mary Wollstonecraft, died from complications of childbirth. But the daughter, also named Mary, went on to write the novel Frankenstein. It was on this day in 1863 that Congress passed the Civil War Conscription Act, which required all men between the ages of 20 and 45 to serve 3 years in the military, but allowed men to hire substitutes to serve in their place, and many wealthy men did exactly that. It cost about $1,000. The draft was very controversial in northern cities as the war went on, and the long casualty lists were printed in the newspapers every day. And men of the working classes resented the fact that they were sent off to fight while rich men sat idle, which eventually led to the New York draft riots that summer. It's the birthday of Alexander Graham Bell, born in Edinburgh in 1847. He was a teacher of the deaf, and it was to help the deaf that he began to invent a device for transmitting sound with electricity, which, of course, led to the telephone, and also led to the gramophone. Though he had brought the phone into the world, Alexander Graham Bell himself refused to have one in his own house, simply because he hated the interruption. It was on this day in 1875 the opera Carmen appeared on stage for the first time at the Opéra Comique in Paris. By Georges Bizet, Carmen, a gypsy girl, and her lover, Don José, the audience was shocked not so much by the love story, but by the fact that the heroine smoked on stage, which was considered less than proper at the time. Bizet was worn out from rehearsals, and he died of a heart attack just 3 months after the opera opened. And today is the birthday of the host of the radio show This American Life, Ira Glass, born in Baltimore in 1959. Went to work as an intern for National Public Radio, moved to Chicago in 89, started a show called The Wild Room, and then a show called Your Radio Playhouse, telling a series of stories each week centering on a certain aspect of everyday life in America, which became This American Life, one of the most popular radio shows in the country. Here's a poem for today by Robert Haas entitled Sonnet. A man talking to his ex-wife on the phone. He has loved her voice and listens with attention to every modulation of its tone, knowing it intimately, not knowing what he wants from the sound of it, from the tendered civility. He studies out the window the seed shapes of the broken pods of ornamental trees, the kind that grow in everyone's garden, that no one but horticulturists can name. Four arched chambers of pale green, tiny vegetal proscenium arches, a pair of black tapering seeds bedded in each chamber, a wish geometry, miniature, Indian or Persian, lovers or gods in their apartments. Outside, white, patient animals and tangled vines and rain. A poem, Sonnet, by Robert Haas, from Sun Under Wood, published by the Echo Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Gift subscriptions are available at poetrymagazine.org. Engineered by Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.